No, we're getting along fine. At least I am. I hope you are. You ever put any kind of liquid on a pudding? Kind of a sweet liquid on pudding?
Yes.
What do you call it?
Sauce.
You wouldn't call it dip?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would dip too? But most likely that'd be a second choice to sauce.
Oh, well, maybe it'd be first.
Mm-hmm. They'd be equal. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you ever have a bit of food you take between meals? What do you call that?
Lunch.
And would you call that anything else? You'd call it a snack?
Well, yes. Yes, you could call it a snack.
Peace?
Mm-hmm.
But lunch is the one that came out quickest and fastest, so perhaps that would be the most common. Somebody asked you, when did you eat? And you said, we, at 6 o'clock, we
ate.
And somebody says, how often have you, same word.
Eaten.
Now, if you would like a cup of coffee, you go to the kitchen, go over to the stove and say, well, I'm going to... a cup of coffee. I'm going to
get a cup of coffee.
That sounds like a man's point of view. What does a woman do? She knows there's more to it than just make it. Some people say cook it or boil it. And you'd make it here from.
Yeah, well, you
just. Okay. Do you fix cobbler or deep apple pie much? Is that common around here?
For you.
Cobbler is a term which you'd know if you said, I'm going to have cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you wanted some water, you'd probably drink it from a...
spigot? Faucet?
I mean, you'd... You wouldn't get your head down under it. You'd probably put it in something and drink it. And then you might say, then I just drank a glass of...
water.
You would call a glass a tumbler?
You'd probably say glass.
Tumbler an old word or is not used much? Or?
We never
used it as much.
And you might say, what happened to the water? And you say, well, I
drank it.
And he'd ask you, well, how much have you
drank?
And if somebody comes in and to visit, you want to point to the chair and say, oh, won't you
sit down?
You ever say set? Set a spell or set or draw up or anything like that? Or any difference between the family and the stranger? Family came, would you say at the table? Would you say, would you draw up to the table? No. I wouldn't either. I just wondered if they did around there. So the fellow went over and to the chair and down.
Sat down.
And you're at the table and nobody seems to be doing anything. So you say, oh, go ahead and...
help yourself.
You save a lot of time by telling a little story here. And of course it happens to be you cook broccoli and the guests don't like broccoli. And they say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't
eat.
Or don't...
Careful.
That's a nice way of saying, I can't stand the stuff. I like broccoli myself. You have food for the evening meal that you already had for the noon meal. You might say that you just had...
leftovers.
And... the steak was so tough that you couldn't
cut it.
Or